This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Numerous changes in the offseason around South Florida with coaching changes, new coaches going here and there. One of the coaches that was on the move spent a really, really good and productive time at Douglas High School, helping to develop some tremendous talent, made the playoffs quite a few times, I think two or three times during his time as a head coach. Had a battle through the strike or the shortened COVID year. But Quentin Short is regarded as one of the top coaches in South Florida for a reason. And he goes from Douglas High School to his new position at Piper. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach Short, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing good. Change of scenery, same philosophy. Obviously, I know that your time at Douglas was very productive and rewarding, and you met a lot of guys and a lot of people that I'm sure you're going to have lasting relationships. But here you are with a new position, an opportunity to kind of rekindle a sleeping giant is what I call it, because there's a lot of talent in the area.
Yeah, no, very excited. You know, I'm able to bring five of my guys from Douglas off the staff with me, and you know, have retained some guys over there, and we're super excited to get started. We've been working out now for, this is the second week, and just, you know, really getting to know the kids, build relationships with them, and just, you know, instilling our work ethic and hard work that we've had so much success with in the past. So, you know, like you said, this is a place that's been successful in the past, and we feel the same as you do, that it's a sleeping giant, and you know, we're there to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes change is good. I mean, you know, especially, you know, at the high school ranks. I know there's a lot of guys like Bill Castle just stepped down after 42 years at Lakeland, which is really not the norm. I mean, you know, coaches move around all the time. They get an opportunity, you know, I mean, some things work out better for them. But you've always been somebody who's more of a teacher. You like to develop kids. You're teaching the knowledge that you've had over the past coaching with and, you know, for a lot of guys. Talk about that, because I think in this day and age, Coach, teaching is everything, because of the fact that, you know, I mean, you teaching the X's and O's, coaching the discipline, because whatever you teach them at this level, it's going to pretty much stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've always kind of taken pride in that, you know, is, you know, developing young men and you know, teaching them the fundamentals of the game and just like you said, the X's and O's, the situational football. And so, you know, we've always taken pride in that. And that's something we're going to bring here is, you know, we're going to coach these kids and coach them hard and, you know, and really get after it and help them develop and get to where they want to be.
I mean, and you know as well as anybody, I mean, winning cures everything. Once you win, everybody wants to be a part of that. You saw that at Douglas. You had that really, really, really good year you know, everybody wanted to be a part of it. You had a good recruiting base as far as the youth football. What about here? I mean, because I know there's a lot of youth football programs, you know, in the area, the Sawgrass Gators. They have a lot of the programs. Obviously, they also get kids from the Plantation Athletic League over there, the PAL team. Have you had an opportunity to reach out to some of the youth football coaches yet, or any of the youth football organizations?
Yeah, we've been in contact with a couple of them already. You know, went out and checked out Lauderhill Broncos, and we've been in touch with a couple other you know, places. And you know, we're just super excited. Like I said, there's you know, tons of athletes, a lot of talent. And, you know, we're just ready to get to work. And like I said, just really, you know, the biggest thing right now is just building relationships with these guys. You know, it's, you know, six new coaches coming in. They don't know us. So we're trying to, you know, get to know them personally, learn names and just, you know, and get them to trust us and just show them that, you know, that we're going to be here for the long haul and we're going to work them and we're ready to go. But yeah, just super excited, man. I can't, I live a half a mile from Piper High School, this community that I live in. So just, I'm so excited to be able to coach and the place where I live. So that's huge, and we're excited, man. I can't say it enough.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Coach Quentin Short joining us, new Piper High School football coach. As we told you, the program has kind of really been dormant for a few years, but they've had success in the past. They've had really good football teams. The area, as Coach Short was saying, that it's conducive, the fan support, tradition. They've had some really, really good football players that played there in the past. And I, the one thing that I always, look at, coaches, are the youth football programs and how much they, start watching at a young age. And, you look at a lot of those programs, in like the Miami-Dade teams with Miami Central and Northwestern, as far as public schools, and they all grow up as 7 and 8 and 9 year old kids wishing, hey, one day I want to wear that uniform. There's a lot of that with Piper, because I know that a lot of kids in the past that grew up in the area, went to the games, family took them, to see siblings or relatives, and it's something that they've kind of, it's stuck with them for a long time. You're moving into a situation, as you said, it's a good family atmosphere, and an opportunity for you to kind of grow and move on. And I appreciate what you've done, and certainly it seems like it's going to be pretty decent. We're going to come out and see you during the spring, obviously. That we've always supported you and what you guys have done, and we're looking forward to your new endeavor.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. Like I said, you've always been a big fan, and you coming out there and really you work so hard for these kids, and trying to get everybody exposure. So, happy for what you do, and like I said, we're just we're super excited, man, and just ready to get to work. And like I said, we've been at it for 2 weeks now, and just can't wait to get this thing going, and we get in the spring ball and put some pads on and see what we got.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't wish you nothing but the best, man. You've been a hard worker. Somebody has changed a lot of lives. I knew you'll continue doing that at Piper, and we're anxious to come out and see you.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Coach Quentin Short, new head coach at Piper High School, after, as I said, spending some time over Douglas. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.